With a sprained right ankle, it's not expected to be a long-term injury. The Sweet 16 wraps up tonight in Omaha and Boston. There's already an 11 seed into the Elite Eight, the Loyola Chicago Ramblers, coached by Porter Moser.
We've assembled a group of guys that have won before in their life. I mean, they got that gene. They believe. They don't feel it's over until the final buzzer. And I look back on that Miami game, trying to find ways to get it. You got to steal and a press. We're not a pressing team, and we found a way. And, you know, we got seven guys in the team that won state championships.
Porter Moser on Golic and Wingo. The NCAA clears the way for Purdue's Isaac Haas to play tonight against Texas Tech, but that doesn't mean he will. Haas now has approval to wear a brace on his fractured right elbow. Coach Matt Painter doesn't think he's ready to play.
By Monday, we'll be inside 31 days to the NFL draft, 10 days to the Masters, 4 days from opening day, and only 80 days until the start of the World Cup. Hashtag no Zlatan. More on Golic and Wingo Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Welcome to Spain and...
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today!
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
A beer, a game of pool, and people who don't annoy you. That's all you're looking for. Just a place where you can relax, play a friendly or serious game of pool, and have a stellar mug of beer. That's TCB Pool Hall. 10 full-size pool tables you can rent by the hour. A great choice of beers and people 21 and over who aren't trying to impress anybody. It's so normal, it's almost weird. Rack and roll at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon in downtown Iowa City.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Ziva 2.9, the gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email steve at kzia.com to apply.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.com.
Did not.
Did too.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome back in, 504, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Congratulations, by the way, going out to Michael in Cedar Rapids. Michael took home the $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Check in, see what we've got. I'm sure we'll have some great giveaways in store for you next week. On the program, we're stepping aside in about 55 minutes tonight. Westwood One brings you the 2018 NCAA tournament, the final Sweet 16 games on tap tonight, all four games. You can hear them right here on KGYM. But let's talk football instead of basketball. I'm excited to have former UNI wide receiver Dorice Fountain on the program with us tonight. He's a name that's picking up a considerable amount of buzz heading into the NFL draft, even though he didn't get invited to the NFL draft combine. Dorice, we appreciate you joining us on the program tonight. And are you looking forward to your pro day? That's this week, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, by the way.
No problem. What are you looking forward to the most about pro day since you didn't get an invite to the combine?
Basically just competing. You know, we've been blessed with the opportunity to have a lot of these scouts that's going to come in this Sunday to just watch my teammates and I just work out. So, you know, I'm just more excited about the fact that I can just get a chance to just show my athleticism to a lot of these teams so they won't have any more questions or doubt that they have.
Kind of the questions I feel like a lot of times from scouts will come, and despite the fact that UNI is one of the better programs at the FCS level, there's always that stigma from the scouts about coming from an FCS program. And do you kind of use that and what Todd just mentioned, what I thought was a complete snub of not inviting you to the combine, as fuel moving you forward?
Oh yeah, of course, man. You know, I always took the role of being the underdog, you know, from even coming out of high school. So, you know, being the FCS kid, I knew that was going to happen going into this process, that a lot of people were going to doubt me because of the level of competition. But, you know, I never really let it get to me. I just kept working, just keeping my head down, just kept pushing every day. But, you know, I mean, it has created a lot of fuel in this process. You know, I'm just out to hopefully prove a lot of people wrong.
Former UNI wide receiver Dorice Fountain joining us on the program. You are or have visited a number of teams ahead of the draft. What's that like when they bring you into town? What's the process of meeting with teams like?
I haven't visited with any of them just yet. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks. A lot of it is going to happen after my pro day. But, yeah, I think I'm up to 10 visits now. So I know just hearing from former players and obviously my agent is just to get to know me, sit me down, talk to me a little bit about football, hopefully get physicals on me since I wasn't at the NFL Combine to get those physicals. So, yeah, you know, I'm just really just going out there just to meet some of the coaching staff and just introduce myself to the team.
Well, I want to go back to the East-West Shrine Game because you won the MVP award after a great showing, kind of building some chemistry with my favorite college quarterback, Riley Ferguson, during that week. But when you step on the field as that small school kid and compete with these big school players, how much does that kind of factor in your mind where you want to show everybody that you can compete with the best players in the country?
Oh, yeah, man. That definitely did have a big factor in my mind. But to be honest with you, in the beginning, man, I was kind of starstruck. You know, being in the locker room with some of the great talent around America, like, literally, I was right next to JT Barrett, Riley Ferguson. I had to literally tell myself, like, all right, calm down. Like, we're all players. We're at the same place. We all have the same opportunity. But, yeah, man, I kind of had a chip on my shoulder, man. You're seeing guys from FSU, Miami, all the other big schools in the nation. So I definitely told myself, like, yeah, I definitely want to come out here and prove some of these guys wrong, just let them know that I can play with them as well.
Was there a point during that week where you just calmed down and said, you know what, this is football, and I believe in myself and my abilities to compete with them?
Yes, definitely. I got to say, after the second day, because, like, it was crazy because after the first day, I looked online to see what some of the reporters have been tweeting, and when people were buzzing about me, it shocked me because literally the first day I didn't catch one single ball. Like, they were really just more like excited about my speed and how I was able to get open versus press release and just my route running and everything. But everything, like, it just fell in place, like, after the third day once I was like, okay, I know, like, I can compete with these guys and I know that, you know, I belong here.
So you're telling me that you would head back to the hotel and you'd hop on Twitter or Google and look for yourself?
No, my agent let me know.
Okay. I was going to say.
No, my agent let me know. He's like, hey, man, look at this tweet. What's going on? Then, obviously, my teammates and my friends were back at school, and they had shown me stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow. And that's when all the buzz started happening.
All right, good. I was a little worried about you there if you were doing that. It's probably not the healthiest thing to do.
Not at all, man.
You mentioned feeling like you maybe could get overlooked being at UNI. Do you feel like David Johnson's success sort of is helping teams get over that when they look at UNI and that's probably the first thing that they think of? Hey, David Johnson went to that school. Maybe we can find another success story.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, UNI has a great tradition of having former of being, like, great players in the NFL. So, David, yeah, he definitely helped with that. Kurt Warner, DeAndre Hall, Xavier Williams, L.J. Ford, Maxime Dorleon, all those guys literally has helped open the door for UNI players. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it's still those scouts out there that say, you know, even though they got David Johnson and these other players, you know, he still comes from an FCS school. But, you know, they definitely know. But they definitely got in the back of their head that they know that we can play ball because obviously what our alumni has done.
Now, Darius, you led the team in receptions your sophomore and junior seasons, but really took it to the next level in your senior year. What really clicked for you last season?
Oh, man, just like I just really was really putting so much work, man. Like this summer, I say it was probably one of the hardest summers I ever had in my life. Like, it was crazy because obviously, you know, I was a track athlete at the University of Northern Iowa as well. So I remember just like in the morning we'd have our workouts. And then, like, I was doing summer school at the time. So, like, literally right after workouts, I have time to go to the track and do extra workouts. And, you know, or I even stayed back in the weight room while the next set of group was coming in and still worked out with them. So, yeah, man, I really put down perspective and just really, like, made it a mindset to just work just really hard. Because I knew, like, you know, it was my senior season. Obviously, having NFL aspirations has been a huge dream of mine ever since I was young. So I really just made it a huge priority, man. And I have to give a lot of thanks to my position coach. Coach McCann, he's literally probably the best coach that I ever had at the University of Northern Iowa. I don't know if you know the history of University of Northern Iowa, but we had, like, legit six receiver coaches in my 4 years of being here. And he came here the last year, literally last July. So after working with him, he played the game before. You know, he was a former player. So he had so much, like, knowledge and tips to just help me just enhance my game. And I think when I really took on that role of just, you know, just becoming a student of the game and just listening to what he had to tell me, it really enhanced my game a lot this past season.
Former UNI wide receiver Darius Fountain joining us on the program. Favorite memory from your time as a Panther?
Man, favorite memory, I got to say, my freshman year when we knocked off North Dakota State when they was ranked the top team in the nation, you know, that's when it was crazy. It was literally the battle of the Giants. That's when David was at running back and North Dakota State, they had Carson Wentz. He obviously, you know, he was projected to being one of the top players in the draft and they literally came in the dome and took an L, man. So it was, I think that was one of the favorite, like one of my favorite memories because the students, they rushed the field and everything. It was all on ESPN. And, you know, I was young, I was a baby, but I still got playing time in that game. So it was definitely one to remember.
Now, Darius, a lot of people don't know kind of the process of when a player finishes their senior season, what they do between the conclusion of the season and the draft. What have these last 3 months been like for you where that's pretty much your job? You're training for the draft every day.
Yeah, I went down to Lauren Landau facility in Denver, Colorado, and literally, like you said, like it was literally my job. Like I just woke up, worked out. Literally was on a strict diet plan, worked out like twice a day, was doing just nothing but rehabbing my body between each workout. So, yeah, man, it was crazy. Like, Monday through Saturday, it was nothing but workouts. I mean, we had a break on Wednesday and Saturday. Those were technically our recovery days, but even at the end of those, we still, like, did a little bicep or arm workout. So, yeah, man, it was tough, man. Literally, it's been a long 10 weeks because that's how long I've been training for, so. Yeah, it was really just a grind.
All right, your UNI bio says that you were a communications major. So if the NFL doesn't work out for you, what do you want to do as a communications major? What are you looking to do with your life?
Actually, what y'all doing right now, I really see myself getting into broadcasting. You know, it's crazy that you mentioned that. I was looking to have a job lined up with this company out of Minnesota called Sports Engine. Like what they was doing is basically going around the country interviewing like top prospects and like, you know, going to, like, camps such as the Elite Eight and stuff like that or Peace Jam and just interviewing top high school prospects and stuff like that, just writing stories on them. And I actually had that set up if the NFL didn't work, but obviously, after I went to the East-West Shrine game, that's when it really started to become a reality. So,
well,
I know, right now I just put that on hold and just see how long I can go with this.
Well, I know a guy named Gary Reima. I'll put in a good word for you, and maybe you can get an internship with him. I think you could certainly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It, believe me, it does not take a degree in rocket science to do what we're doing right now. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, Darice. Very good luck to you. And before we let you go, what are your plans for the draft? A lot of the projections right now think that you could be a day three guy. That's a tough spot to be in, especially if you don't get drafted. So are you going to have a watch party with the family, or are you going to spend time by yourself?
Oh, no, man. Like, literally, I'm not one of them dudes that have a big old party or anything like that. I already told my parents, and it don't matter if they're telling me I'm projected day three or number one pick overall. I'm literally just going to go back with my family back in Wisconsin, just relax and just treat it as if it was another day. Also, my one of my best friends, Justin Weir, he is actually going through this process too. He's from the University of Pitt. So we literally just planned on like just being with each other and just relaxing and just seeing what happens. You know, if we get called, celebrate. But if not, you know, obviously you just got to keep on working, because at the end of the day, you know, all we need is a shot, getting drafted or not getting drafted. You still got to make that roster. So.
All right. Well, if the football thing doesn't work out, I have a feeling the broadcasting thing will. We appreciate it, Darice. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate this, sir.
Former UNI wide receiver Darice Fountain, and you can hear that certain guys just have it. A personality,
yep.
You could hear it coming
through. I
could
hear it right away.
Yeah. One of the few guests that I've had on the program where I've been a little nervous about maybe it'll be Fountain and Kuhn in the afternoons, and certainly hope not, at least maybe
Fountain
for a decade or so. Are you leaving? Is there something
no.
I need to know? This time of year
makes me
really nervous, because last year at this time, I found out that my co-host was leaving to go back home to Knoxville, Tennessee. So the NCAA tournament makes me extremely nervous. But Darice Fountain, you Google him, and especially after you brought up the Shrine Game. Where'd Riley Ferguson go to school at, by the way?
University
of Memphis? That's what
Memphis,
I thought.
Yeah.
Those two
did each other a lot of favors that week.
And there are a lot of people saying, look, it is a crime that he did not get invited to the combine.
It is.
And so there will be a lot of NFL scouts, I believe, at the Unidome over the weekend for the UNI Pro Day. And you never know. You could be a sixth or seventh round draft pick. You could be a free agent pickup. But he's getting a tremendous amount of buzz for a player who's projected to be a sixth or seventh round draft pick, because he's got everything. He's got the size. He was a track athlete, ran track at UNI and in high school. So he's got a lot of things going for him. And we'll see. This is going to be very interesting to see. And I do think that stigma is washed away now, the small school stigma, and especially with UNI because of what David Johnson's been able to do with the Cardinals.
And the one thing that I've noticed about scouts, and not necessarily singling any of them out, but scouts and draft analysts have labeled him as a one-year wonder. Last year, he had 940 yards receiving.
Well, so was Josh Jackson in Iowa.
Exactly. The previous 2 years, he was still the leading receiver on his team. When he got the coaching that he needed, when the offense, when he got the quarterback that he had some type of relationship with and kind of chemistry with, he took off. So he has the size, he has the route running ability, and he is just starting to scratch the surface of what he can be. And that's why I think I saw him on Dane Brugler from CBS Sports' top 25 players from small schools. I think he was number 6 overall. I could see him going as high as the fourth or fifth round, and he's going to have a chance to make an impact in the NFL.
By the way, I was listening to the Dan Le Batard show earlier today, and I heard a Mel Kiper Jr. impersonation, and all I could think of was Mel Kuhn Jr., which it is
flying under the radar.
It's getting close to draft time.
6'2.5", 245 pounds.
So perhaps we will hear more of Mel Kuhn Jr. down the road. I mentioned the stigma of UNI and small schools and scouts overlooking it. There is a lot of stigma involved in surrounding low testosterone among men. If you are of the age of 40 or older, perhaps you need to start thinking about low testosterone. It's a simple blood test. Mentality can tell you whether or not you need to get your testosterone levels back up to a normal or regular level. Mentality, a men's health clinic located in North Liberty. You can learn more information about them by going online, checking out lowtusa.com. As a matter of fact, they've got a frequently asked questions section that will pretty much check every box you could possibly imagine. It's a simple blood test. If you do have low testosterone, the good news is it's not life-threatening, but it does affect your overall health and enjoyment of life. Mentality has a 90% success rate at getting those levels back up to where they need to be, regardless of whether you're in great shape or whether you're an overweight schlub like me. LowTUSA.com and Mentality. 520, we step aside and take a quick timeout. We come back. More of the program on the way. Tourney talk and another Midwest One Bank Big Board update back after this.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungi Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungi, inviting you to shop one of our three corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungi offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our three Jungi Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dust off your clubs. Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Iowa City is open for play with an early season special for foursomes. Call for details and reserve your group's tee time today at 319-337-2622. Get an early start to your season now for a great price at Pleasant Valley Golf Course.
This is disturbing news from the NCAA tournament, but according to media reports, Sister Jean had to cancel a dentist appointment on Saturday because Loyola is playing in the Elite Eight. So
why is that disturbing?
Well, because I don't know. At 98, it's probably pretty difficult to get into the dentist office. So she's going to have to reschedule that appointment. As a matter of fact, according to the story in the Chicago Tribune, her dentist called her and rescheduled the appointment. So she's an international celebrity. That's the kind of treatment that you get. My dentist never calls me
to reschedule
appointments.
Let me get this. I got to call a timeout here because I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. Sister Jean not only had Loyola bouncing in the Sweet 16, but was so confident that Loyola was going to bounce in the Sweet 16 that she scheduled a dentist appointment for the Elite Eight?
Perhaps. Perhaps she did not have as much faith.
What the hell is going on out here?
I like the people that were getting upset at whoever was sitting in for Stephen A. Smith earlier today. He had the quote-unquote audacity to say that Sister Jean was the face of the NCAA tournament. Who else has been the face of the NCAA tournament? She's everywhere.
She did just
like a certain other higher being. She's everywhere. Sister Jean.
She did interviews
has ties
to like 3
a.m.
last night?
Probably not. But Trey Young's out of the tournament. Oklahoma got bounced on day one. There's not really a big-time star out there at this point. She's the star. She's the shining light.
One of the underrated faces of this NCAA tournament, Eric Musselman's daughter, the next Riley Curry.
That was a sad battle of the NCAA tournament stars. Eric Musselman's daughter and Sister Jean. They got their picture taken together the other day.
Those two teams last night, Nevada and Loyola, were almost identical, were they not? I mean, they had the coach with the personality. They play similar styles. They're the underdogs, and they had a quote unquote face of the NCAA tournament. It was sad to see one of them go, but it happened in pretty classic format. That was an outstanding basketball game last night.
It is National Puppy Day today, so if you are thinking about betting on the games tonight, maybe the underdog route is the way to go. That would be West Virginia, Texas Tech, Clemson, and Syracuse. At least one of those teams will probably win tonight, the way that the tournament has played out so far. We've got a little bit of Cubs news to pass along. The Cubs announcing that they're going to go with an 8-man bullpen to start the season, and that is bad news for former Cedar Rapids Colonel outfielder P. Peter Borges. He has been released by the Cubs, so he'll look to catch on elsewhere. My wife and I were just talking about him last night, wondering whether or not we'd get to see him in Des Moines with the iCubs, but he's a big league veteran and probably wasn't going to be able to go down to AAA anyway without a team being interested in him, so we'll see where he winds up. Watched him play last night in a game against the Giants. Was a pinch runner midway through the game, went from first to third. He's a tremendously fast player, and that's about it. Not much of a hitter. Good defense, speedy guy, good fourth or fifth outfielder to have on your roster, but the Cubs said they didn't have any room for him. So I was actually, his dad played in the major leagues with the San Francisco Giants. His dad played in Cedar Rapids when he was coming through the minor leagues, and when Peter was here in 2007, I was standing behind his dad, his mom and dad, in line at Veterans Memorial Stadium to get into the ballpark one night, and wound up talking with Chris Borges. And then a couple years later, I was on a trip to Springfield, Missouri, to see the Arkansas, the AA affiliate for the Angels. And lo and behold, Chris's dad was there at the game, and our tickets were right next to each other. So we wound up chatting all throughout the game. Very nice guy, Chris Borges, a former outfielder for the Giants. And hopefully Peter latches on elsewhere. I was really hoping that the Cubs would hang on to him for depth at AAA, but such is life this time of year. You're starting to see a lot of Major League veterans go the way of free agency. The Minnesota Twins parted with Eric Ibar, another former Colonel, yesterday. Of course, partly due to the fact they would have owed him $100,000 if he was still on the roster today. Is this a good time to remind everybody that despite the fact that sports are supposed to be a diversion from real life, that they are, in fact, a cold, heartless business? $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah.
That's like 1 cent to us.
Exactly. But the Twins were like,
$100,000. $100,000.
I think Benjamin Franklin had a saying about that. $100,000 saved is $100,000 earned. Let's send it over. You could put that $100,000 to work if you parked it at Midwest One Bank. Midwest One Bank, where you're the one bringing you this latest Big Board update.
The Iowa baseball team is trying to smash in a couple games today to avoid the snow and still play a three-game weekend series with Indiana. They lost game one earlier today, 4-2, but they're back out there with Brady Chenuel on the hill. He has 10 strikeouts through six innings and given up just one hit, and the Hawkeyes lead 3-0. A couple honors were announced yesterday for Iowa women's basketball. Megan Gustafson was named to the Women's Basketball Coaches Association All-Region team, and head coach Lisa Bluter was named the Regional Coach of the Year. It's her third time winning that award, previously in 2001 and 2008. We knew yesterday that Drake head coach Nico Medved was leaving Des Moines after just one season to become the next head coach at Colorado State. What we didn't know until after the show was that he may be taking assistant coaches Ali Farokmanesh and J.R. Blunt along with him, although Drake has reportedly asked them to stay. Lindmar product Marcus Page scored his first 9 points as an NBA player last night in one of the ugliest NBA scores you'll ever see. A 61-point 140-79 Hornets victory allowed Page to log 12 minutes. He went 3 of 6 from the floor with a made three, also 2 for 2 from the free throw line with 2 assists and no turnovers. We'll be off the air at 6 again tonight as we throw it to the second batch of Sweet 16 matchups. First up will be Clemson and Kansas, followed by West Virginia and Villanova, 11 seed Syracuse and Duke, and finishing up with Texas Tech and Purdue. You can hear all that coverage on all three KGYM frequencies.
Chenuel has how many strikeouts?
Ten through six. Struck out the first six guys, or first six outs were all strikeouts.
Wow, impressive. I don't know much about him. We'll have to bring him up the next time Rick Heller is on the program. And no Twitter, I apologize there. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt is very much alive. She just had to cancel her dentist appointment. Don't want anybody out there
to
think. The way
you set that up, somebody thought that it wasn't you were about really to say Sister Jean died.
Yeah, no,
she's alive.
She's going to outlive us all. I used to say the same thing about Bob Brooks, and of course Bob is no longer with us, but there was a very long time in my life where I thought that was going to be the case, where we would never be without Bob. I know a couple people that have gone to school at Loyola. They say everybody that goes to school there has a story about Sister Jean. Virtually everybody knows her. Apparently, a couple years ago, Loyola made a bobblehead of Sister Jean. One sold on eBay for $330 the other day. Back with more on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did. But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DuPaco member? Join today in branch or online at DuPaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Kyrie Irving has missed the last 4 games with a sore left knee. The Celtics point guard will now have surgery on that knee tomorrow. The team will have more on his recovery afterwards, but they're calling the procedure minimally invasive. Warriors point guard Steph Curry will start tonight against the Hawks. He's missed the last 6 games with a sprained right ankle. The Sweet 16 tonight includes the last 2 number one seeds still in the tournament. Villanova will meet West Virginia. The Wildcats and Coach Jay Wright will have to figure out how to deal with the Mountaineers.
A really unique style of play that you don't see any other time during the year or from any other opponent. So I think it's going to be a kind of game we're going to have to get in it, kind of take a punch in the mouth there for a second, and then get ready to adjust because it's hard to simulate. We just haven't seen it anywhere else this year.
The other number one seed playing tonight, Kansas, will meet Clemson. After 14 years, Dr. John Giannini is out as head coach at LaSalle. The Explorers were 13-19 this year, their third straight without a winning record.
Hey, it's Sagat. Join us Monday. We'll be joined by Bomani Jones and Hank Azaria. I'll have my weekend observations, plus Dan reveals his 29th favorite color. That's Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Sagat, on ESPN Radio.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you were unanimously voted MVP, not of the league, of the earth.
With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon.
But you'll feel like you've just been handed a championship trophy made from every other championship trophy.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Always good to know that you and I listeners are enjoying the program, and certainly glad that they were able to catch the Dorys Fountain interview, as a couple of them have pointed out on the Hertin and Stocker text line. Yeah, quarterback play was probably an issue the last couple years until this past season, and Dorys Fountain was able to shine. I laugh going back to the one-year wonder thing, because that's not an excuse to not like a guy. Josh Jackson is a one-year wonder, and people are talking about him being a first-round draft pick this year.
Well, at least Josh Jackson, that's somewhat accurate. You can say that about him. He only really played for 1 year, but with Darice Fountain, that's laziness. That's not looking into the facts. The fact that he was still the leading receiver on a team that wasn't very good throwing the football, and then once he had a quarterback who could throw the football, his statistics went up. This is not rocket science, Todd.
319-366-1600, the number for the Hurtin and Stocker text line. You can check them out at 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City on the Pedmall, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Once again on board as the sponsor of the Cubs Report this year. So glad to have Hurtin and Stocker, a great supporter of KGYM, with us. We're on the air for another, say, 20-plus minutes or so before we'll step aside for Westwood One's presentation of the 2018 NCAA Basketball Tournament. The remaining games in the Sweet 16 tonight, there are four of them. You can hear all of them right here on all three frequencies, the 1600 AM main gym frequency, as well as our FMs, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. No news so far out of Des Moines on the Drake coaching search, although it sounds like they're going to take their time and make sure that they've got the right guy this time. There are rumors that former Hawkeye Jeff Horner is interested in the job. I think he'd be a tremendous hire. I've seen plenty of other names floated around there. It sounds like Ali Farouk Manesh is going to follow Nico Medved to Colorado State, although Drake has asked he and the other assistant to stay. Who knows? It's that time of year, though, as you heard the LaSalle opening on the National Sports Center, so there's going to be a lot of movement, especially with mid-major jobs, and certainly not something that Drake was expecting to have to deal with this year, but I imagine it makes Griff a very sad, sad boy on National Puppy Day. What is the cutoff for puppy? I think puppy...
No, there is not one, because... You hear people call old dogs puppies all the time.
Okay. A dog is 15 years old, it's still a puppy.
To some people, yes. Not to me, but for some people, there's no cutoff.
Well, happy National Puppy Day to all of our canine listeners who are driving around like good boys and good girls in their master's cars with them. I was actually on my way to the aforementioned disappointing, sad lunch at Toys R Us today, stuck behind a truck and the passenger. Thought, man, that something's up with the person in the passenger seat. And then I realized it was a very large German Shepherd. It was very hyperactive, just moving back and forth all over the place. And I finally got a good look and noticed that the ears were sticking up, which I have seen a couple humans like that before. We did play Comanche in high school and a lot of things. 319-366-1600, again, the Hurtin and Stocker text line. These games tonight, will they be as upset-heavy as the left-hand portion of the bracket last night? I don't think so. I think you look at the way that things have played out here, the favorites, and it's hard to call Texas Tech an underdog. And Texas Tech, the 3 seed, Purdue, the 2 seed in the East region, but for... I guess, technically speaking, the purposes of an underdog, Texas Tech is one tonight. Clemson and Kansas, my bracket hinges entirely on Bill Self and his toupee leading Kansas to a victory tonight. Otherwise, I'm completely shot. Duke is a heavy favorite over Syracuse. I think it's about time for the clock to strike 12 for Jim Boeheim and the Orange. And then Villanova, a favorite over West Virginia, a team that I think is good, but not better than Villanova. Of course, I said many of the same things about the games last night, Kentucky and Kansas State, and look, Kansas State won. Although, as you pointed out on Love It or Leave It, John Calipari's biggest concern was Kentucky drinking in the poison and trying to avoid looking and licking its chops, knowing that Loyola and Nevada were on the bottom half of the bracket. And I think maybe a couple of those Kentucky players had their bags packed for the Elite Eight even before they tipped off with K-State last night. And going back to K-State here for just a second, fascinating to see Bruce Weber have success in Manhattan. I was reading a lot of the Illinois beat writers last night and the Chicago media, and the consensus was pretty much that the Bruce Weber era in Champaign needed to end. It was just to the point where it was best for both parties to move on. But there's very little animosity between Illinois fans and Bruce Weber. They all seem to be wishing him well at Kansas State and sort of pulling for him. And now you've got basically an all-Illinois tie-in Elite Eight game here with Kansas State coached by Bruce Weber and then Loyola out of Chicago in the South. And one of those two teams will be in the Final Four, either Kansas State or Loyola. And if you had either one in the Final Four in your bracket before the tournament started, I want photographic proof. Not buying it.
I wonder if any... I'm sure there's somebody out there that did, but...
Well, the perfect brackets, all went out the window with UMBC and
yes.
Virginia. But
yeah,
I'm sure, well, Sister Jean didn't even have Loyola going to the Elite
Eight.
She
had a dentist appointment.
Yeah. How is that for fate?
That's a slap in the face. But
I mentioned earlier, she has ties to the state of Iowa. She's originally from California, I believe the San Francisco area. But the convent that she joined was in Dubuque originally when she entered the sisterhood, not of the traveling pants. I don't know anything about nuns, and one of my wife's aunts is an ex-nun. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Don't know anything about it. Some of them can fly. I know that. There was the flying nun, Sally Field, right? 366-1600, somebody on the text line can point me in the right direction. You called me out on it. I think you're absolutely right. The visit to Toys R Us earlier today just completely started this day circling the drain for me. And then the forecast about all of the snow, which let's run this down again for people who may be just joining us and haven't been paying attention to KGYM weatherman Scott Unash earlier today on the gym class, who he was doing his best Denny Frary to take people through the latest models on the storm, and he used terminology like the storm was tracking. Oh, that's tracking to the south. Whoa. Okay, I'll take your word for it. I guess everybody has the internet and radar nowadays, but Iowa City, I got bad news for you. It looks like you're going to get hit a lot harder than originally expected, and this is supposed to be, according to Scott Unash, a very wet snow. I don't know how he arrives at that, I guess, because of the time of year.
And the temperature.
Okay.
It's going to be warm.
Okay. So, well, it's going to be warm. It's going to melt right away.
Well, yeah, it'll stick. It's just enough to stick and then melt right away. So
it's
somebody asked earlier today.
It's going to stick around just long enough to be annoying that people are not shoveling. That's how long it'll stick around. But I'm really excited about this because it gives the people on the street that leads into my neighborhood one last opportunity to blow their snow out into the middle of the street, which is a complete and total jackass move.
People do that?
Yeah. People do on the street that you turn on to get to my home. Yes. And the guy has no qualms about it. To the point where I've wanted to slow down and roll down the window and yell at him and say, hey, you realize that you're being an idiot. And I know the line of thinking is that if you blow the snow out into the street, the plow will come by and take it away. No. What happens when the plow has already come by? You're just blowing the snow back out into the street. And
why is it so difficult to blow the snow into your yard?
Look.
I don't understand.
Look, if I could solve all the world's problems, I wouldn't be sitting behind a microphone and doing what I'm doing for a living. But yeah, you and I have a similar outlook on a lot of people. It's not that difficult. The little auger on maybe you've never played around with your snowblower, or some people like to call it a snow thrower. I don't know
if
there's
a difference. I've never heard somebody call it that.
Different stages, I guess. Your snowblower / snow thrower. If you've never played around with it, that little chute, it's called an auger. And you
I didn't know that either.
You can change the direction of it.
I did know
so
that.
So instead of just blowing it straight out into the street, blow it off to the side of your driveway. it's like 30 seconds of extra work. Although I don't think we're going to need it because hopefully by Monday the stuff will all be melted off anyway. I know the Cedar Rapids Colonels are monitoring the weather because opening day is right around the corner. Scott and Mark, and today Scott and Kyle giving away not one but two pairs of tickets to opening night for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Put it on your calendar now. It's Saturday, April 7th, taking on the Quad Cities River Band. It's the Class A affiliate of the World Series champion, Houston Astros. Looking forward to another season of games at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and should be a pretty good ball club that the Colonels are going to trot out there this year. But I know a lot of people not ready to turn the page completely on basketball just yet. Which one of these four games is most intriguing to you tonight? 319-366-1600. I think for purposes of geography here in what I like to refer to as Big Ten country, probably a lot of eyeballs will be on Purdue and Texas Tech tonight. If you missed it earlier, Matt Painter has come out and said that Isaac Haas, despite the fact that he has an NCAA-approved brace for that fractured elbow, Isaac Haas will not play tonight for the Boilermakers.
That's tough for them. I still think that given a week, they can change their game plan enough, and they have enough really good shooters in the Edwards. I know that there's no relation. The Edwards and Dakota Mathias to be able to get by without him. I think that more than anything, he was a rim protector, and Matt Harms can be that for Purdue. I think we're going to get a pretty good game tonight between Texas Tech and the Boilermakers. I have so much hesitancy with the Duke Blue Devils, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Duke, and it has more to do with what I saw from Kentucky last night, but a freshman-laden team, what are they going to look like in crunch time? And I go back a year, and Duke in the second round against South Carolina played their worst game of the season and were knocked out in the second round. They've avoided that to this point, but they're going to go up against a Syracuse team that has nothing to lose. They're 11-point underdogs, and they're playing with house money.
Text line 2917 says there are 17,000 brackets on ESPN that had Kansas State and Loyola in the Elite Eight. Wow. I guess sample size would be my guess there. Speaking of Syracuse and Duke, though, the game that you were just talking about, let's go to the phone lines. Josh in Marion's going to have his eye on that game tonight. Why, Josh?
Because Duke is probably going to throw the 2-3 zone right back at Syracuse.
I got nothing on that. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Krzyzewski is the better coach, and they have the better player in Marvin Bagley. And if they're hitting their shots, they're most likely going to win. But Syracuse 2-3 zone proved really good against Michigan State and all those NBA players.
It's better analysis than I can offer. We appreciate the phone call, Josh. You think Duke turns the tables on him tonight?
Well, Alex? Yes, you're going to see a lot of 2-3 zone. That's what they've been playing most of the year since the man-to-man was not working for him early in the year. They've gone to the zone, and you've heard Scott Unash bring that up several times. It's going to be very difficult to score on Duke when they're playing in that zone because of their length and athleticism. I don't think Syracuse has the horses to score enough points. I think Duke will, there'll be a feeling out process, but they'll be fine eventually, and I think they're going to run away with this one. But there's always a chance of that clunker, and this would be a really bad time for one, but we've seen several favorited teams in this tournament have their worst game of the season at the absolute worst time, and it has left everybody's bracket into the paper shredder.
Duke is still an 11-point favorite over Syracuse tonight, so they are by far the heaviest of heavy favorites. Kansas, a 5-point favorite against Clemson. Villanova has been bet up to a 5.5-point favorite. That line opened at 4.5, and Purdue, despite the Isaac Haas news that he will not play, still favored by 2 points over Texas Tech tonight. Let's go back to the phone lines. Andrew in Cedar Rapids has his eye on one of the number one seeds remaining, the Villanova-West Virginia game. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of interested in Villanova, West Virginia, because of the moniker that Bob Huggins has for his team, Press Virginia. And Jay Wright talked about at his press conference yesterday, this is a very unique team that we see. We don't see a lot of this, you know, in Big East play. And he basically said we might have to get punched in the mouth first to get used to West Virginia. And it's been interesting to watch West Virginia because Javion Carter has by far been their best player. They haven't got a lot of key points or key buckets from their players. While Villanova is very guard heavy with DiVincenzo and Brunson and Bridges. And so it'll just be an interesting matchup tonight to watch Villanova break that press and if West Virginia can get to Villanova's deep.
I agree. Appreciate hearing from you, Andrew. I would not be surprised if West Virginia's leading that game at halftime and then Jay Wright, who's one of the better coaches in the game, is able to make some adjustments and Villanova comes out in the second half and sort of solves that press.
That was a great breakdown by Andrew. And
it's the sports talk show where the callers are way better at their jobs than the host.
No, I look at Villanova, and for if there's any team in the country that I think can figure this West Virginia press out, it's them. And for all the reasons I'm bashing Kentucky and concerned about Duke and their youth and their inexperience and their raw athletic ability, it's the exact opposite for the Villanova Wildcats. I think Jalen Brunson, the Chicago native, is one of the toughest players in college basketball. He's one of the best players in college basketball. He is the guy, very similar to what Devontae Graham is for Kansas, that will step up and not only get his teammates involved, but when the big shot needs to be made, when the big stop needs to be made, when he needs to come up with a steal, he's going to make the play. And that's why I like Villanova, because they're led by a guy like that. And they're not the defensive team that they've been in the past, but they're averaging almost 90 points per game. And West Virginia, they turn you over, but they give up a lot. If you can break that press, they give up a lot of points off of that. So I look for Villanova to have, like Jay Wright said, and like Andrew said, a little bit of struggles early, but to eventually figure it out.
It's interesting. I'm reading a breakdown of these four games tonight from a Las Vegas standpoint, and the one where the gamblers have gone back and forth on is Villanova and West Virginia. They say every time there's been a big movement of money on Villanova, money comes in on West Virginia. Nova can either shoot threes all night long and not make this a game, or West Virginia presses the heck out of them and flusters them, and all of a sudden we're looking at another underdog moving on into the Elite Eight. We'll find out soon enough. The first of four games will be on tap for you at the top of the hour. Westwood One's coverage of the 2018 NCAA tournament continuing on KGYM. All three frequencies at 6 o'clock tonight. The Iowa baseball team having its Big Ten opener at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City earlier today. They dropped Game 1 to Indiana. How are they doing in Game 2? We'll find out when we return. Kyle's going to have your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
On March 24th, the Annapurna Ghosh Foundation will be holding Pancakes for Prescriptions at First Presbyterian Church in Cedar Rapids. There'll be plenty of pancakes and a lot of really great people. Your free will donation at the door will help local cancer and blood disease patients in need.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
What you doing?
Oh, just envisioning what a deck would look like out here.
Yeah, I see it. Start there, build it to there. Oh yeah, barbecue right there. Tables and chairs, plenty of room for company.
So, call Fairfax State Savings Bank for a home equity line of credit?
I figured you already did.
And that's one of the reasons I love you.
Get started on your next home renovation project with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Right now at Menards, get 11% off everything, including Dutch Boy paint.
Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is filling Cedar Rapids area positions for delivery drivers and driver trainees. Delivery driver applicants must hold or be able to obtain a Class A CDL during the training period. You can make a competitive wage. We are offering a hiring bonus for Class A certified CDL holders. Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is also hiring full-time merchandisers to provide merchandising support to retail stores. Apply online or get more information at dpsg.com/careers. Put your hard work and innovation to work and get rewarded for it with Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you for just a few more minutes, breaking hearts all across eastern Iowa. 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Set to step aside for the remaining four Sweet 16 games. Can't do that until we give you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team's trying to squeeze in a couple games today to avoid the snow and still play a three-game weekend series with Indiana. They lost game one earlier today, 4-2, but they're back out there with Brady Chenuel on the hill. He has 11 strikeouts through seven innings now and given up just one hit, and the Hawkeyes now lead 4-0 after a home run by Chris Whalen. A couple honors were announced yesterday for Iowa women's basketball. Megan Gustafson was named to the Women's Basketball Coaches Association All-Region team, and head coach Lisa Bluter was named the Regional Coach of the Year. It's her third time winning that award, and she previously did so in 2001 and 2008. We knew yesterday that Drake head coach Nico Medved was leaving Des Moines after just one season to become the next head coach at Colorado State. What we didn't know until after the show was that he may be taking assistant coaches Ali Farokmanesh and J.R. Blunt along with him, although Drake has reportedly asked them to stay. Linmar product Marcus Page scored his first 9 points as an NBA player last night in one of the ugliest NBA scores that you'll ever see. A 61-point, 140-79 Hornets victory over the Grizzlies allowed Page to log 12 minutes. He went 3-of-6 from the floor with a made three, also went 2-for-2 from the free throw line with 2 assists and no turnovers. We'll be off the air in just a few minutes again tonight as we throw it to the second batch of Sweet 16 matchups. First up will be Clemson and Kansas, followed by West Virginia and Villanova, 11-seed Syracuse and Duke, and finishing up with Texas Tech and Purdue. You can hear all those games on all three KGYM frequencies.
Man, Brady Chenuel, 11 strikeouts and only one hit allowed so far for the Hawkeyes. It looks like they'll at least be able to split that Big Ten opener with Indiana. What do you got, Alex? These four games tonight, final 30 seconds. Favorites going to win, or are we going to see more upsets?
I'm going to go with Kansas winning, Villanova winning.
I like that. I like that.
Duke winning.
I like that.
And what's the final one?
Texas Tech and Purdue.
I'll go with Texas Tech.
Sounds good to me. We'll join you on Monday. Enjoy the Sweet 16 back after this.